Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
This is the time of the morning we get Bull Nation together for a little good news. And today, it turns out that angels don't always wear wings. Sometimes they wear brown, as in a UPS driver uniform. Raheem Cooper was passing on his usual route when he turned a corner and something caught his eye. There was an elderly woman that had collapsed in her driveway. So without hesitation, he stopped. The UPS big man ran over to her side, called emergency services. The woman, later identified as Marie Cobble, had suffered a brain hemorrhage while out checking her mail. Raheem stayed by her side, even called her grandma while he was talking to her to keep her calm. Help arrived. Doctors say, by the way, timing was critical with this, and Raheem's quick action saved Marie's life. She had successful surgery, but here's the crazy part. After 5 days, the doctor said Marie's vital signs were fine, but she still hadn't been able to speak a single word. So Marie's granddaughter called Raheem and asked if he would visit her in the hospital. Y'all, when he walked into the room, she was able to push herself up in bed, her face lit up, and for the first time since the ordeal, she said, "Thank you," and it was her first word since surgery.
Stop it right now.
I love this story. Very clear that Raheem was delivering more than just packages that day, right? So wherever you are this morning, in the kitchen or in the car, can I get an amen for this UPS driver?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate. 713-881-5500. You could be our next amen here on The Bull.
Still to come on The Morning Bullpen.
Have you heard of this country artist named Morgan Wallen?
Morgan Wallen?
Evidently, he won Entertainer of the Year last night at the CMA. So we'll discuss the big flub and other funny moments from last night's CMA Awards. That's coming up next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night at the CMA Awards.
And the CMA Award for Album of the Year goes to Leather, Cody Johnson.
And the CMA Award for Entertainer of the Year goes to Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, Morgan Wallen, everybody. The two biggest moments of the night, I thought last night, were, first of all, congratulations to Cody Johnson.
Yes.
I mean, winning Album of the Year with, like, I mean, that was so sweet. Mm-hmm. And then Jeff Bridges calling Morgan Wallen, Morgan Wallen.
How do you do that?
Well, now I have some experience with calling someone the wrong name on stage. Remember when I called Jack Ingram Pat Green,
yes.
At Tin Man Jam about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So there are times when something happens, you get a little distracted, whatever. And so, yeah, he called him.
Is that the guy from Yellowstone?
No, Jeff Bridges has been in a bunch of movies, but he is not in Yellowstone.
I wondered what he was doing. Like, what was he promoting something?
I'm sure he was.
Oh, he's a country singer now.
Really?
No, Jeff Bridges. He's a great country singer.
He did do a country album. You're right.
Okay,
he
did
do
but a why did they save album, him so. For the very last award?
He's a big star, so he's an Oscar winner, that kind of stuff.
It.
He's a big star.
I just was assuming maybe he had no idea what was going on.
No, well, he didn't.
Right. And the CMA Award for Entertainer of the Year goes to Morgan Wallen.
Put Morgan Wallen on your playlist this morning. So it was an interesting show, I thought, last night.
Interesting is fair.
The George Strait tribute was cool. I love that. Yeah. I did awesome. Love that. But
I was pretty mad. I was
at
pretty
the
mad.
Show?
I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
I'm a paying dues member of CMA, so I could say mm-hmm. this. The fact that Post Malone put so much into this last year in country music and won zero awards. He was nominated for a bunch.
A lot. Yeah. And they had him perform twice. So they recognized that he's like what we want to see.
Yeah, they puppeted him out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Made him do his little dance for us.
By the way, you can't have any of the trophies.
Right.
Yeah. No, just my opinion. Again, a personal opinion. I think the CMAs, the Country Music mm-hmm. Association, the mm-hmm. CMA Awards, are the clickiest award show ever in the history of ever. Four award shows.
They're like the cool kids table.
Oh, well, first of all, Chris Stapleton won for Single of the Year, Song mm-hmm. of the Year, and there's no metric that you can tell me that the song White Horse was a bigger song than Shaboozy's bar song in the last year, or Post Malone and Morgan Wallen song.
Mm-hmm. And it's voted on by people in the industry.
That's
how these awards
are. It's very, very clicky. They were that way with Miranda. And you know, I love Miranda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A little thing for Miranda. But that's a whole different topic. But they had the same thing for Miranda, mm-hmm. where she won like every award and it didn't matter.
Yeah.
It was very clicky. It's very clicky. And I feel like Lainey Wilson is the new Miranda.
Oh, really?
She won Entertainer of the Year last year. She won mm-hmm. Female. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think she's going to be that
I
new
get
person.
It. And so. Now I understand, because now that I've got the analogy of the cool kids table, I've never sat at that table, so I've never understood that.
Never understood that.
So. We're just the jealous geeks over in the corner, wishing we were at the cool kids table.
Who can sing Shaboozy but can't sing White Horse? Maybe that's it. So big night last night for country music. If you want to see any of the highlights, they have a couple of reels up. We'll try to pop that up, share it on our page this morning. You can see it this morning on all of our social media.
Coming up on the Morning Bullpen,
We want to find the creepiest Christmas decoration in your house. 713-881-5500. I'm talking like an old family decoration from grandma, maybe something your kid made that you just can't throw away. Super creepy Christmas decorations. 713-881-5500.
What's the creepiest Christmas ornament that you have in your house or that your family has? 713-881-5500. You can join the conversation. George, Mo. Good morning, Mo.
Morning, George.
Eric with a K. And we're getting ready for the holidays and started pulling out all the Christmas decorations. And Mo made a controversial statement.
I think the angels on the top of the tree are creepy.
Why do you think they're creepy?
So we usually go with the star because it kind of goes with like the look that I'm going for.
Of course.
And Sailor, who is three, decided she wanted an angel. So I'm like, okay. So we go to the store and I'm looking at all the angels and they all have this like elf-like porcelain doll face. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, where do I get just like a normal angel? Oh, they don't exist. They're all this creepy Victorian-esque, like dead person reincarnated that's going to go on top of my Christmas tree and watch over my house for the next 2 months. Like, no.
What was the scary movie that was the doll?
Child's Play?
Annabelle.
Oh, Annabelle.
Annabelle? Yeah, Annabelle was. So you think it's an Annabelle situation?
I don't know what that is, but it was horrible.
I forgot. Yeah, you don't watch movies anymore.
I just don't. I don't understand. Why is there no regular angel?
Mo, I actually agree with you for once.
Well,
that you don't like angels on the Christmas tree?
High five me, Mo. Here we go. Three, two, one, high five.
I don't want to touch you, but...
So, I am in the exact same camp. I hate the angels because I walk in the room and I'm like, it's staring into my soul.
Wherever you walk, its eyes are moving.
Yes, I swear on my life. Mm-hmm. It comes down in the middle of the night and it creeps around the house.
Yes.
So, we do a star every year. But I have creepy ornaments. So we're taking calls 713-881-5500. The creepiest decoration that
you have. So what's creepy in your in your house?
You got so
George,
heated.
My wife inherited a bunch of ornaments from her mom.
Oh, vintage. Okay. I like this.
So it's a family heirloom, Eric, is what it is.
But her mom, I guess, when they were little, they got she got obsessed with these clowns and fairies.
No.
That was her thing. Every year she'd buy a different clown ornament and a different fairy ornament.
Okay.
A theme. And, I love a good theme.
But now they're like 20 years old, so they're all broken and janky looking. But she will not throw them away, and she will not just keep them in the closet. They have to hang. It's part of her childhood.
I was going to say, if you have a but we have that in our house too. Like, we have some of Deanna's grandmother's. Like ornaments and stuff, and I'm like, honey, and she's like, it's Christmas, you gotta have them out. So what is the creepiest Christmas ornament or Christmas decoration that you have? 713-881-5500. We'd love to hear your story about your Christmas ornament. 713-881-5500. Now on the Bull. The creepiest Christmas ornament you have in your house, 713-881-5500. This all started because Mo and Eric believe that angels
on the top
are
of the
creepy.
Tree. Yes.
No. Angels aren't creepy.
No.
That's what you said.
No.
The angel on the top of the Christmas tree.
Yes.
The porcelain doll with the Victorian face.
With a tree in their dress, you know?
What I heard was that you hate angels.
No,
that's what I heard.
I love angels.
We want to talk about the creepiest Christmas ornament, though, and we evidently have some stories.
Megan's on the phone in Missouri City. Megan, you said it's an ornament?
Yes.
What is it?
So, it's an egg. My husband's aunt did this and decorated it. It's like one of those porcelain glass eggs.
Oh, yeah.
And it's one of the ugliest things that you have ever seen on Earth. And she has to have it in the center of the tree every year.
What?
And so we always mess with her. And when she's not paying attention, we move it to the back of the tree. And she gets so furious. It's so mad. And it's so hilarious. And so... we always, every year, it's a tradition that we have to mess with her. So last year, she wasn't with us for Christmas, but she put it on the tree, and we moved it. So when she came back from China, she came back and she was like, all right, guys, remove my egg.
Oh, no.
All right. I just had an idea here, too. By the way, Megan, love that story. Can we ask people to send us pictures of their strange ornaments?
Oh, yeah. I was going to throw it up on Facebook.
Yeah, and would you do that?
Comment.
Would you post that picture up on Facebook?
So when I go to Livingston this Christmas, I will capture a picture of it.
I love it.
I will
Thank
submit
you, Megan.
It over.
Merry Christmas. That's so funny.
Let's go to Alex this morning in Lake Jackson. Alex, your creepiness has to do with elves. Oh, hang on.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. There we go. Alex.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, how are you? So it has to do with elves?
Yeah, so angels are cool. All right, just putting that out there. But these elves my wife puts around there, you buy them at like Hobby Lobby or craft stores.
Uh-huh.
They're bendable. They're anywhere from 12 to 24 inches tall.
What?
And like she'll put, and they got like these creepy, you know, porcelain style faces.
No,
the porcelain face.
And they're 2 feet tall. Yeah. They're like actual elf size.
Yes, and you know, they'll be in the tree, they'll be on the plant rack.
Wait, I have a cool question. Is your wife doing it because she likes the Christmas or because she's like kind of sick in the brain and, messed up?
No. She loves Christmas.
They're
Christmas elves. You know, they're decorated. You know, they're wearing the little green and, you know, fluffy stuff.
She loves Christmas and hates you a little bit.
That's what I'm hearing.
that's what I'm hearing, Alex. That's what I'm hearing. So thank you, man. I appreciate it. All right, we're talking about creepy Christmas ornaments.
Oh, Elizabeth in Kingwood has the same thing that our boss has here at the office. Tell us about it, Elizabeth.
It's the 5-foot dancing Santa.
Oh, yes, I hate that thing.
The worst part is not when it's out at Christmas. It's when it's in the closet during the rest of the year. And you come around a corner and you see it and it scares the crap out of you.
It's motion activated, right, Elizabeth?
Yes, and when you store it, you take the head off and put it between its legs and then push it down and make it 2 feet tall.
Oh, my goodness. We walk by that thing in the office, and it's like, rocking around the Christmas tree.
So bad.
Well, 1 year, I was taking it out of the attic with no head and 2 feet tall, and my friend's 3-year-old little boy walked out in my garage at the exact same time.
She killed Santa. She killed Santa.
Oh, my word.
I love this so much. Elizabeth, thank you. Creepiest Christmas ornament.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
All right, coming up, we have to recover. We have jury duty, and today it's something a lot of you can see right now that has sparked a debate in our homes and in the studio. So help us solve the dilemma. It's coming up next. It's jury duty.
It's time to get a verdict today on today's jury duty. Here's the dilemma that we're facing this morning here on the Morning Bullpen.
Which cup holder belongs to the driver?
Ooh. Are we getting into this?
Yes, we are.
Well, we're fighting about it.
We're speaking specifically about front-back situations.
Yes.
Okay.
Which blew my mind because I have a side-by-side. So I'm like, duh, I get the left one. And they're like, no. I forgot that in a smaller vehicle, you have a front one and a back one, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Wait, did Mo just say we drive smaller
vehicles? Yes.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I drive a huge, huge
monster. You do. Yeah. All right, so our vehicle, it's front and back when we're in the Explorer.
Okay. Your wife's car?
My truck doesn't have cup holders. Again, it's too old.
That is unbelievable
to
me.
Isn't that crazy?
A whole different story.
Christmas is writing itself, George.
But in the Explorer, we have a front and a rear cup holder from the front seats, the driver's seat.
Okay.
And the driver always gets the front one. That's the rule.
You're absolutely wrong.
Wait,
100% wrong.
So when you're driving, you get the back one?
I get the back one. Because
While
I'm driving, I get the back one. Now, let me explain, because me and my wife fight over it all the time.
Oh, oh.
She says driver gets the front one, and I say no.
Yes, she's right.
Because the driver also gets the center console for their arm. They deserve that center console, which means my hands are right here for grabbing my drink. I don't want to reach over her drink, put my arm on her straw or whatever, her Stanley cup, and have to get my drink. So
I haven't thought about that. Great argument, lawyer.
Thank you. Do you slouch like all the time?
No, I relax, man. I'm pretty cool.
Lay back. Slouch while you're driving?
They see me rolling, drinking soda.
George is hating.
I am hating.
Okay, so I updated the question. Okay. Which cup holder belongs to the driver, front or back?
Perfect. Okay, so regardless of what you drive or where your cup holders are, we just need to settle this debate
front
this
or
morning.
Back.
Front
yes.
or back. Let's go to juror number one, Mo.
That's Christina in League City. Hey, Christina, which cup holder belongs to the driver, the front or the back?
I have to say the front. Like, the only way the back one is yours if you have, like, baby arms. And you can't reach the front one.
Christina, you just called out Eric.
Christina.
He's a small man.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. That's what you're here for.
You might not know this, but I'm 5'5", Christina.
I have baby arms, too, but I have baby arms, too.
Okay.
I have baby
arms,
too.
Counts. Yes. Thank you for your duty today, Christina.
All right, let's go to juror number two is Jimmy in Richmond. Jimmy, which cup holder belongs to the driver, front or back?
Eric, I was going to say my whole argument was what Eric was going to say. Mm-hmm. I don't want to reach over a cup.
Yeah.
So it's the back one.
Especially back these one. Ladies these days in these Stanley cups that are so dang tall.
They're big.
I don't want to reach over that. So I keep it close to my hand.
Okay, he voted back.
Interesting. All right, juror number three. Let's go to Matthew this morning. Matthew, it says here, is in the Heights. Matthew, good morning. You've heard the question. What do you think?
The cup holder that belongs to the driver is definitely the one in the back, no question.
Oh, yes. You sound like a big fan.
Ooh, all the men agree with me, George. What's that?
Matthew, do you have short arms?
No, I mean, I'm a 6 foot tall guy. I've got decent sized arms, but I mean, I'm sitting here alone in my truck and my drink is in the cup holder that's in the back, if that tells you anything.
You keep it close to you.
Actually, Matthew, that tells me a lot about you.
Stop it.
It tells me a lot about you. So, all right.
Oh, man. This
is
great. I love when I come out more masculine than George. Christy in Houston, tell us which cup holder belongs to the driver, the front or the back? And please say front because you're a lady.
No, don't say that. Don't lead the witness.
What do you think, girl?
First of all, I'm not saying front because I'm a lady. I'm saying front because I don't have dinosaur arms.
Christy, you could call our show anytime, friend.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, but where are we right now?
Well, we're all tied up. We need one more juror,
this
please.
This is great. Every man has agreed with me, and every woman has agreed with George.
That's so funny.
Wait, but you have baby arms.
But Val, are you a female or male?
I am a female.
Yes, okay. You are, Val, in League City. All right, settle this for us. Which cup holder belongs to the driver, the front or the back?
I am actually with Eric on this one. Mine is in the back.
Okay.
Wow. How did I win this?
Yes. Right now it's both because I have coffee in one and water in the other.
Yeah, but yeah.
Water
so real. Wait, did you just say wine?
Back.
Okay. Wow. No, all right. So I'm stunned. I'm flabbergasted.
Wow.
Eric, do you need to get a tattoo? Last time you won this big, you got a Texas tattoo on your body. Now you should get a back tattoo on your body.
All right,
my lower back, evidently.
If you get a tramp stamp, I'll pay for it.
Don't say that.
All right, here we go.
Which cup holder belongs to the driver, front or back? And it is back.
I don't know. I don't accept the findings of this jury.
My tattoo will say, I like the back. That's not
good. Maybe you rethink that.
That's jury duty. It may be the last time we do jury duty, but it's jury duty and we do it every morning here on the Morning Bullpen.
The top stories happening in Houston. This is what's trending in Texas. Number three.
Another day, another SpaceX test flight. And yesterday, the most powerful launch vehicle ever built was launched 400 foot tall. SpaceX planned an attempt to steer that booster back into the arms of the launch tower, but decided to abandon that catch attempt. We'll get him next time. Go Brownsville, Texas.
Number two.
The Texas State Board of Education took a preliminary vote on adding biblical lessons that could come to public elementary schools. This happened yesterday. The preliminary vote favored the Bible teachings, but a final vote is expected later this week. School districts would not be required to use the new curriculum, but they would be incentivized by state funding if they do.
And the top story trending in Texas.
The day we've been waiting for in the weather department, a cold front from Canada arrived overnight. A little bit of chill, but I was prepared for drama this morning. The drama will come later this afternoon when our highs only climb into the upper 60s. We have not recorded a high in the 60s since March 27th. And once that wind settles down tonight, temperatures will quickly drop with lows in the 40s and 30s by sunrise tomorrow. And that's what's trending in Texas on the Morning Bullpen.
Every day on the Morning Bullpen, Eric creates a new song. It's crazy, but he does it. And it all starts when you help us out with suggestions here this morning.
Give us a call, 713-881-5500. I'll start with Ashley. She's in Tomball. Hey, Ashley, what would you like Eric to sing about today?
About kids that hate going to the doctor, throw a fit, kicking, screaming, and myself blew up on the doctor.
Oh, no.
Wow, pediatricians are lucky, aren't they?
Okay, this, yes. You're not alone. I don't feel like any child enjoys going to
the pediatrician. I get sweaty just thinking about like having to take my children.
Having to deal with it, right? Yeah. Do you do that same thing, Ashley? Yes. It's like you get nervous just knowing you got to take them to the doctor in a couple of days or for a checkup or whatever.
Yes, it gives me major anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The worst part, Ashley, is when they get their shot and then they turn and look you in the eye. Like, why would you allow this moment to happen?
Exactly.
So real.
And that's so the real. First time that they know betrayal. So, Ashley, thank you. I appreciate it. Let's go to Pasadena. Hope is on the phone this morning. Hope, what do you think Eric should sing about today for the 10-minute tune?
He should sing about November birthdays.
Do you have a November birthday, Miss Hope?
I do. November 24th.
Oh, mine's the 27th.
Happy birthday.
Ooh.
Yes. So how should we celebrate?
I'm just going out with family, eating dinner, all that kind of good stuff.
Awesome.
Okay.
November birthdays.
What's the greatest thing about people that have November birthdays? What sign is that?
Sagittarius.
Sagittarius. What's good about a Sagittarius?
We are spunky and feisty, but we have caring hearts, too.
I don't know anything about the heart part, but...
Yeah. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. And happy birthday.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Lita in Houston. Hey, what should I sing about today?
People who show up at family gatherings, and before anybody else eats, they've already made plates to take home to other people who didn't want to come.
Wait a minute, what?
What? That doesn't
Before anybody has a chance to eat Thanksgiving, they've already gone through and dipped up a to-go plate?
Any kind of family gathering, whether it's a birthday party, whether it's a Thanksgiving,
What?
No, ma'am.
Anything.
Grandmommy eats first, okay?
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
You did not want to
before,
go.
Before anybody has even eaten, they've already got plates put away, and I'm talking these are plates, put away for people. It's not that they were working. They just didn't want to come.
They just want to come.
Nope. No, food for you.
Nope. That's just rude.
Rude.
That's just rude. You know what?
Rude.
You tell them. Lita, you tell them that the Morning Bullpen said that's just rude. Yes. Don't do that. So, all right, Eric. We solved that one like that.
Yeah.
Just rude. They're just rude people.
I don't even know if we need a song about that one because we fixed it.
What do you think? We had some good suggestions today.
You know what? It is the, 21st of November, and we still have not done a November birthday song.
Birthday songs. Okay.
Let's absolutely do that one.
Okay. All right. Birthday songs. He's going to go out in the hallway. He's going to work on this. He'll come back with a finished song in 10 minutes. It's the 10-minute tune. Don't miss it. And last night was the CMA Awards. And honestly, one of the highlights of the whole thing for me was...
I am so grateful.
Well, yep, here we go.
I am so grateful and so honored to be on stage here tonight to pay tribute to our king of country, the great George Strait.
So great to have y'all here, but especially Norma, who supported me for just shy of 53 years. It's been an amazing 53 years, too. Thank you, everybody.
It was good. Parker and Miranda were amazing, and we thought we'd bring back some of the memories from last night's tribute. With little George this morning, here's Heartland on the Bull. It's the morning bullpen and time for the 10-minute tune. You know how this works. Eric takes your suggestion and he creates a song in 10 minutes. He goes out in the hallway and he comes up with a song and some funny lyrics. Well, we hope it's funny. Mm-hmm.
And today, Hope in Pasadena has a birthday coming up and she suggested this song.
He should sing about November birthdays.
Yeah. And Mo's got a birthday coming up.
I do. Next week.
Let's see what Eric has created this morning for November birthday songs. Mm-hmm. And he's back at the... You don't look happy. Why do you not look happy?
There's a lot of letters in November.
Oh, that's right.
So if anybody hasn't heard how we do birthday songs, I take every letter of the month and then I give it its special meaning.
Oh, and November's long.
Yeah. But also, like, May is really hard because it's a long song, so I have to really make up a lot. But now I have to shove a lot of information in November, okay?
All right. Okay, so here's today's 10-minute tune for all of the November birthdays this morning.
N is for now it's your month. Yay! Oh, boy, have yourself the best birthday. V, viciously debating when to play Christmas tunes. Maybe eating excessively on Turkey Day with weird family. M is for Movember's facial hair. Mm. B is Black Friday when eek, I'm scared. R, you aware that your sweet mom got with your dad and they made you Valentine's Day.
All right, that always bothers me.
I'm very aware. I also have a November baby. I'm very aware.
Hold on, wait. I never put this together.
Well, you're the one that sang it, you sicko.
I have never put this together. Mo, you are a November birthday.
Yes.
You know your conception.
Yes.
And then you have a November birthday.
Yes.
Which means your conception is the same.
Thanks for putting that all together live on the radio.
I was going to say.
Do you need to excuse
yourself? All
right, yourself?
Enough. That's our 10-minute
tune. You and your mom are so alike.
I'm not sure anybody's going to want to download this song. But
my mom is jamming to it.
My kids are listening right now. No idea what conception is, just for the record.
If you want to grab that song, you can do it today. Just download the Odyssey app, AUDACY, and go like the Morning Bullpen podcast, and that way you'll never miss a 10-minute tune or the that comes with it.
Just ahead with George, Mo, and Aaron.
It's a huge deal in Houston. It's the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. Woo! They have a major announcement, and they're going to make it on our show. It's coming up next. If you're new to town, trust me, this is all anybody is going to be talking about. Rodeo Houston, they take over the city in a few months, and they got a big announcement coming up next.
All right, blowback from the 10-minute tune just a second ago. Wow. You heard it was about November birthdays,
yes.
And Kayla is on the phone. And Kayla, what did you want us to do?
I was wondering if you could give a shout-out. I have two girls in the car on the way to school.
How old are they?
Carly is 13 and Addison is 9 today.
Oh happy God. Birthday. I'm really sorry about Mr. Eric's song.
For real.
That's what I was waiting for.
Hey, Mom,
TMI.
And I'll tell you, we'll say happy birthday to them and happy Valentine's Day to you.
Okay.
Too funny.
All right. Enough of this. Coming up next, big announcement from Rodeo, and it happens on 100.3 The Bull. You know, all of a sudden you wake up, it's a beautiful morning, it's what, in the 40s today? I mean, you gotta love that. And then you realize that today, Mo, Eric, is the day that the genre calendar comes out from Rodeo Houston.
Oh.
And all of a sudden this becomes my new favorite day of the week.
No pressure at all.
Today, Rodeo Houston is announcing the calendar that has the different types of music and what day they're going to play. Mm-hmm. And Marissa Sines is on with us from Rodeo Houston. Marissa, first of all, people can grab this calendar today, all sponsored by Cotton Holdings. How do they get it?
Yeah, that's right. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having us
on. Girl.
You're going to be...
you're going to be able to find it across all of our social media platforms, on our website, on our Rodeo Youth app. That launches at 10 o'clock this morning, so I would set an alarm, be at the ready, because we all know that the entertainer lineup for Rodeo Houston is one of the most highly anticipated of the year, and we really get that first sneak peek today at 10 a.m.
Yep. Marissa, can you tell us, you know, for someone that's new here in Houston, why us Houstonians geek out about this calendar?
I mean, come on, let's talk about it. If you're in Texas, I mean, seriously, if you're in Texas, you know, it's so quintessential. It's rodeo. The city of Houston really transforms in March, and kind of it all really starts to kick off in February. You won't go anywhere without seeing rodeo everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so this really is just gets people really excited. Even though we're still a few months out, I think this really helps people kind of, you know, get in that mindset.
Yeah, for anybody new to town, it is a rodeo mixed with a music festival, mixed with like 17 carnivals that just threw up the greatest experience all over Houston, right? Mm-hmm.
It's everything you could ever wish for. Right?
Yeah, that's so real. And then once y'all release the genre calendar, you have a big contest that's attached to
yes.
it.
Yes. We have our guest, the 2025 Rodeo Houston Entertainer Lineup contest, mm-hmm. and it's our second year doing this. So I'm going to give you let me tell you everything you need to know.
Please.
The contest begins on Thursday, December 19th. The link for entries will go live at 12 p.m. So anybody can kind of put in their guesses, and every day one person can enter one guess. That's the great thing about it. Ooh. So this contest goes through January 5th. So you really have a little over 2 weeks to really try your chances at hopefully winning. And the prize, you guys, is so amazing. It's so much fun. The winner who was picked will receive one night in a private suite for them and 18 of their friends, family. They'll have food, beverage, parking passes. It's such a night.
Did you say parking passes, Marissa?
I know.
Parking passes.
That is the cherry on top.
So, again, we call it the genre calendar because we're mm-hmm. used to dealing with this. But basically, if you don't know what that means, it's today is the day they're releasing this. It's like, okay, on this night, it's going to be a rock act. On this night, it's going to be a country act. On this mm-hmm. night, it's going to be a pop act. That kind of thing. That's what we mean by genre. And I love the idea that you let people guess who's going to be on those particular nights. I love this.
I would get a kick out of yeah. seeing people's guesses.
Yeah. Do you all love that?
Oh, it's one of the best things, especially because they change every day.
Aww.
As people kind of come up with different things. Because
yeah.
you get to enter one time every single day. You know, people's ideas are changing. But this is also something when you think about it, it's the holidays, right? You can really get your whole family involved. The genre calendar goes out today.
Yeah.
Maybe this is something that you could do during Thanksgiving. You've got a month to kind of formulate your ideas. And then a little over 2 weeks to put all your entries in at your chance of winning.
So I love it. Cool. Marissa, thanks. Let me just ask one final thing.
What?
Do they always put George Strait on the calendar somewhere? Everybody always puts George Strait on there.
I mean, he's so quintessentially Texan. He's the king of country. If I'm putting in, maybe, but if you're wondering if he's coming, I can't tell you that.
Marissa is so good.
Okay, just wink at us. Wink at us right now if he's coming.
I'm no gestures. No gestures for me.
Marissa Sides from Rodeo Houston today.
Thank you.
The entertainer lineup comes out this morning at 10 o'clock. By the way, we'll have it up on our social media too. So we can't wait. Believe it or not, it's November and we're kicking off Rodeo Talk here on 100.3 The Bull.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
Let's go to Kingwood today. Jordan is taking on Mo in Mo Knows Country. Jordan, this is how you get $100 from her.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both 5 country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Jordan, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. Jordan, tell her to get out of here. Let's get this game started. Get you some money.
Get out of here, Mo.
All right, 5 country-related trivia questions, Jordan, and they start right now. Hootie-hoo. All right. Who had the 2009 hit that kept repeating the line, "It's all right by me"?
I'll skip that one.
Okay, question number 2. Which Carrie Underwood song... Question number two. Which Carrie Underwood song title suggested her ex might want to double check his car's paint job?
Before He Cheats.
Question number three. Raise a Red Solo Cup. Jamie Johnson said that he was working with this artist on new music before he passed away in February. Can you name the artist that Jamie's talking about?
Alan Jackson.
Question number four. K-Net was his first, but can you tell me how many times Blake Shelton has been married?
Three.
Question number five. Carly Pierce recently overcame a childhood fear at Disney World when she rode the Tower of A, Terror, B, Tower of Power, or C, Tower of Onion Rings.
Tower of Terror.
All right, let's get Mo back in. Find out what she's up against.
All right. You got three out of five, Jordan.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Oh, wow, she's being so nice sweet. To us. Usually people complain at this time, Jordan, about how hard my questions are.
Yeah, George is the worst.
All right, let's see what you do, Mo. Question number one, hootie-hoo. All right, all right, all right. Who had a 2009 hit song that kept repeating the line, "It's all right by me"?
It's all right. That's, Darius Rucker.
Yeah, hootie and the blowfish.
I got the hint, yes.
Yeah, hootie-hoo, yeah. Jordan, was the clue. So now Mo's winning 1-0.
Wait, Jordan sounds so young, she probably doesn't even know who Hootie and the Blowfish
are. Stop it.
Honestly, I don't.
Oh, I love that. Oh my goodness. You're my girl.
Oh, my hand. You don't know that song?
Okay, okay, all right. Question number two, Mo. Which Carrie Underwood song title suggested that her ex might want to double check his car's paint job?
Before He Cheats.
That is correct.
Yes.
Question number three, Mo. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, I forgot, Eric, to give you time.
All right, scores 2-1.
Question number three, Raise a Red Solo Cup. Jamie Johnson said that he was working with this artist on new music before this artist passed in February. Can you name him?
Sorry, I got distracted by the way you said February.
thank you.
Red Solo Cup is Toby Keith.
Yeah, he says there may be new Toby music that they were working on.
Jamie Johnson, we can talk about him later.
Yeah.
Jordan, you said Alan Jackson, so it's 3-1.
I know. I knew as soon as I said it.
Question number three. Question number four. K-Net was his first, but how many times has Blake Shelton been married?
K-Net, Miranda, and Gwen, so I'm going to guess three.
That is correct. Okay. It is three.
I didn't know if there was a secret other one.
All right, she got that right, nice. So it's 4-2.
And question number five. Mm-hmm. Carly Pierce recently overcame a childhood fear at Disney World. She rode the A, Tower of Terror, B, the Tower of Power, or C, the Tower of Onion Rings?
I'm going to guess Tower of Terror.
That is correct. Yes. It is Tower of Terror. Good job, Mo.
Jordan, she got 5 out of 5 because she's old.
No, I'm old and the hints were very blatant. Sorry.
Jordan, you know what you got to say so you can get out of here, and please don't tell us that we're old. Okay, please don't do that.
This is Jordan from Kingwood and Mo Knows Country.
She does, and you'll get a chance to play her again tomorrow. Think you can take the $100? Play at 8:20 tomorrow morning here on The Bull.